Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode number 68 in the book of Revelation. Actually, we're not going to go to the book of Revelation too much. We're going to see what the rest of the Bible says about the book of Revelation and the second coming of Christ. The title today officially is More Powerful Than Salt, which is just a little picture of how powerfully he comes back. Now, this is a moment in the Bible where it's like just about the most important thing in the whole Bible. And it's not the only time that God has talked about this day. This is the day when it happens, but it's been predicted and prophesied about through both the Old Testament and the New Testament. The whole Bible, in a sense, has been heading towards this. So let me go to some cross-references that tell us things about the second coming of Christ. So let's start with Matthew 24, verse 30. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and then all the tribes of earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and glory. So point number one is it's going to be a public thing. It's very perceived by the whole world. Now, all the tribes are going to mourn it, but the reason is because this milieu that he's going to return into is one of rebellion and free will against God. It's, you know, they've been murdering believers. And so far we've seen that here we have the God of second and third and seventh chances. And the people that receive the second coming of the Lord, they know what it means. People at this point know that there's a God, know that the wrath is from his hand, and yet they refuse to worship. And the people that are left are, most of them, there's a remnant, but most of them are open, willful, and consistent in persistent revolt and resistance against God. They refuse to worship the real Lord. So chapter 18, we're in chapter 19 here now officially. So chapter 18 is about the fall of Babylon the great prostitute. So she loses the chance to repent. She loses agency. It's too late. It's when the watch goes from being at the last minute, or you just made it, or you're at the 11th hour, and it clicks over onto the other thing, which you don't want, which is you are too late. You just missed it, and the opportunity is now closed. So in chapter 19, that's where we are now, Jesus returns. And then in chapter 20, Satan is going to get his due. It's probably always been too late for him. But I, as podcaster and human being, I can't be responsible for angels and fallen angels and heavenly creatures and demons. But what I am responsible for is people, humans. People have been given the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5 says that he's entrusted us with his message. So people get agency all the way up until the second half of Revelation chapter 20, which is just before this time. So time closes for them shortly, but people are still able to repent. All right. So 2 Thessalonians, this is probably my favorite cross-reference of all time about the second coming. 2 Thessalonians 2:8, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will kill, and this is where the salt comes in, he will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. So he's saying the enemies of the Lord are nothing in comparison to him. Verse 9, the coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. So I was thinking here today about the power that the Lord comes back, and he returns with great power. And I was thinking, well, what could I kill as a human being with the breath of my mouth? And I was thinking about grains of salt. So think about me being powerful enough to blow salt off of the table or something. Sort of with the same ratio of power, that's how much more powerful the Lord is than Satan, the dragon, and the beast, and certainly the people that oppose him. So there's kind of like no comparison. Like there's no comparison that I would win over a grain of salt. There's no comparison that Jesus would win over these people. So he is going to return with great power. He's going to throw down his enemies. And Psalm 2 says this in verse 4. He who sits in heaven laughs. The Lord will hold them in derision when he will speak to them in his wrath. You shall, verse 9, you shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them to pieces like potter, like a potter's vessel. In other words, the Lord is so much more powerful. It's going to be like an iron stick against, you know, a piece of pottery. There's just, there's no comparison. The other interesting thing, that this is no surprise, the timing of the day comes suddenly, unexpectedly, like a thief. 1 Thessalonians 5:2 says, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. So it kind of is sudden, but then it's also not a surprise in the sense that he comes with plenty of warning, and that's what we're talking about here today, and more warnings and more warnings. And this is a day that he has made known before it happened. So not a soul can ever say, oh, you didn't tell me. I didn't know. I was uninformed. 1 Thessalonians 5:3 says, while people are saying there's peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, he's talking to believers, you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. You're not going to be surprised like a thief. You're going to be saying, yep, here it comes. The last thing today is he comes for a day of wrath. Revelation 19, which is where officially we are, from his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God. So in conclusion, we are not yet to chapter 20, and people still have agency to be reconciled with God. In other words, if you can hear this podcast, you have agency, and you have an opportunity to become free in him. So if you're saying, hey, I can't deal with my sins, I can't deal with the consequences of my sin, let alone their prevention, I feel like a slave to sin, I can't get out of, then this gospel and this time that we have before Revelation chapter 20, this is for you. This gospel is for you. Yes, wrath is coming, but opportunity is available today. My suggestion is take it, and then come back tomorrow. We'll learn more. Thanks for listening.